Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Mark Wahlberg felt God calling him to make upcoming Christian movie Father Stew, written by Mel Johnson, read by Alyssa Forsberg. Father Stew, an upcoming movie with Mark Wahlberg, tells the inspirational true story of Father Stuart Long. And Mark says making this movie was a direct calling from God. Mark Wahlberg doesn't just star in the upcoming faith-based movie Father Stew. The Christian celebrity also worked as the producer and even financed much of the film himself. Why? To show obedience to a calling God placed in his heart. I didn't know we'd be releasing this movie in a pandemic. I just knew that I needed to make this movie, that this was my calling, Mark explained. This was my mission, and now it's needed more than ever. Hopefully, it will help a lot of people. The upcoming movie with Mark Wahlberg tells the true inspirational story of Father Stuart Long. This is a real journey of a real guy that I think can really touch people who may have lost their way, Mark explained. Stuart started out as an amateur boxer. However, a career-ending injury forces him to seek another path. And later, a traumatic motorcycle accident led him to experience God, inspiring him to become a priest. It's a beautiful story of redemption, and one Mark Wahlberg feels compelled to share with the world. People need to have faith and hope, he said. Young men need to know what it's like to be a real man. And you could list a million reasons. Just turn on the news. Anywhere you look, there are reasons for encouraging people to have faith and to have hope. The story of Father Stuart Long hit Mark Wahlberg so deeply because it shares some major similarities to his own faith journey. Before becoming the Hollywood A-lister we know today, Mark Wahlberg started off down a dangerous and destructive path. I've made a lot of mistakes in my life. I've been focused since I was 16, 17 years old to turning my life around, and that is a daily task, he said. As a teen, he skipped school, had run-ins with the police, and even went to jail for robbing a convenience store. But it was that time in jail that prompted Mark Wahlberg to make a change by turning his attention to his faith. And his life has never been the same since accepting Christ into his heart. After experiencing the redemption and transformation that results from God's grace, Mark wanted to share the good news with the world. And God is allowing him to do just that through the upcoming movie with Mark Wahlberg, Father Stew. God has continued to bless me and put me in the situation, not to continue to grow and work on Mark Wahlberg, the person, but to do his work and give me the skills and the tools to go out there and articulate the message that he wants me to, he explained. After hearing the story of Father Stuart Long, Mark Wahlberg knew the upcoming movie Father Stew was one God wanted him to make. He was a guy who was really lost, trying to find his way, eventually makes his way to the priesthood and loses mobility over his body, complete control over all of his muscles in time. And that ends up being the vehicle of his redemption in some ways, he said. This theme of God's redeeming grace is one that's present in the story of Father Stew, but also in Mark's own life too. And they're hard-won redemptive stories, he explained. Mark made making the movie his mission, despite the obstacles he faced in doing so. These movies are not easy to get made, he explained. But Mark knew he needed to bring the message of God's redemption to the big screen. He became so determined to do so, the Christian celebrity helped pay for the making of the movie from his own wallet. I've been trying to get this movie made for 6 years, he said. We only had 30 days to shoot it, and so I wanted to really make it happen. And we're also crazy enough to have financed a lot of it myself. Though Father Stew is Mark Wahlberg's first Christian film, the actor is confident this is God's will. It's certainly a turning point for me in my life. I need to stop focusing so much on Mark and start doing much more work for God and for people that are less fortunate, he said. Mark knows all too well how much the love and grace of God can change a life. And that's why this upcoming movie with Mark Wahlberg is so important to him. He wants others to find the same redemption he did through Jesus Christ. "It's never too late," he said. "As long as you're breathing, you have an opportunity to redeem yourself." And he went on to say, "God's not going to give up on you. Don't you dare go giving up on yourself." Father Stu hits theaters on Good Friday, April 15th, 2022. Pilot welcomes a VIP passenger aboard the plane, and it has him tearing up. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. As a pilot announced the presence of a special VIP passenger aboard his plane, he couldn't help but get emotional. And that's because the passenger is his father. "I'm going to try to make it as smooth as possible because we have a VIP on board," the pilot says over the intercom to the passengers on the plane. He then goes on to talk about the VIP passenger and his background. So a little bit about this VIP. He hails from Kingston, Jamaica, born in the small town of Portmore, Jamaica. He migrated from Jamaica to Toronto, Canada in the late 60s, I do believe. Then he migrated down to New Jersey, and now he lives in the nice little town of Kennesaw, Georgia. And the VIP I'm talking about is my father. The pilot then shares with the passengers about why this moment is so special to him. "This is my first flight with him," he says. "I tried to hold the tears back. I didn't think I'd cry. This is a very special and an important flight for me. This is the first time I've flown with my father. I'm just very thankful and blessed to have my father on board. And Dad, I thank you for everything that you've done for me." What a heartfelt speech and touching moment for the VIP passenger. But the pilot doesn't let the moment go without adding a little humor to it. "So folks, once again, welcome aboard. I'll get you up there safe, because he's going to ride on me if he doesn't, and my mom's going to get on me. So folks, thank you. Oh, and his birthday was yesterday too. He says he's 72. He doesn't look a year older than about 45, but he says he's 72. He says. So happy birthday to him too." How great to see the sweet bond between this man and his father.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
God kept calling my heart. Like, I just knew he was my safe place.
I hope people don't walk away going, "Wow, you're really awesome." More than like, "Wow, Jesus is really interesting. And he's really awesome."
Everybody on this planet is dealing with some sort of what if.
How does that one courageous decision affect the whole world?
A ship in harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are built for.
If you were encouraged by what you just heard, please search Trevor Talks on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com.